12th Perek of ILS, first mission. Nesa Shunosen Api Atano Chodosh. Yoitav Michol Stodo Bezer Tefach. The board is covering up a new Tana that was never used, which is now become a Tum yet. And this board is more than a tefer wider, so it's jutting out. The tanner is like a tube, and this is jutting out the tefach all around the top of the tube. So tumah taftu kelim shal gabav toyer. Since this is this tanner is a chodesh, it was never used. It's not in mekabel tumah. It's not only it wasn't used, it wasn't fired yet. Before you fired it, it's not considered gemar kli, not considered full kli. So mevela, this is part of that rule of a board which is not supported by kelim, is prevents the tumah from going up, and therefore the kelim on top of the toyim, tumah al gabav, kelim shetaf of toyim. So it's tumah on top of it, prevents the tumah going underneath. But by yoshon tumah, if it's a old tana which is already makabel tumah, then even if there's a board supported by it, that board will also not prevent the tumah from going above or below it. Because he holds that a tana which is mechuba lakaka does have the ability to prevent tumah from going above something that's supported by the tana. By kelim, we learned earlier in the Masechtim, something supported by kelim could not prevent the tumah from going up, but a tana is different. No, it's not pish ne tanurim. If this board is supported by two tanurim, tum beinayim, the tum between them, heim tumeim, they are tumah. The tumah spreads out between the underneath the board, and since these tanurim are tumei are yeshanim, then they do not prevent the tumah from coming in, and the tumah spreads out under the entire board and into the tanurim. Because he holds a tanner is an area which is not prevents the tumah from coming in as long as it's closed up.